registered and vote.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 469458 through 469530, warrants 8013 through 8014, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, October 28th and October 31st, 2022, and executive session minutes for October 31st, 2022.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 28th,
second.
2022.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes October 31st, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And move to approve executive session minutes for October 31st, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for 2023 Dodge Durango Pursuit all-wheel drive SUVs, number 22-118, Sheriff. I've received a letter dated November 4th, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form, and this is by and between Landmark Dodge Incorporated in Taney County.
You guys have any questions? Sheriff, do you have any
comments
or anything? Move to approve the agreement by and between Landmark Dodge Incorporated and Taney County for the purchase of Dodge Durango Pursuit SUVs.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agreement for transfer. Tipping trailers, three or more, number 22-116, Road and Bridge. Received a letter dated November 4th, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form, and this is binding between East Manufacturing Corporation as primary and Mack Waste Trailer Incorporated as secondary in Taney County.
These are two separate agreements, right?
Yes. Yes.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and East Manufacturing Corporation for the purchase of tipping trailers.
Second for discussion.
I'm just making sure the agreement showed that they were the primary. It does. Second. Yeah. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Mack Waste Trailer Incorporated for the purchase of transfer / tipping trailers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Addendum to agreement for guardrails, number 22-115, Road and Bridge. I've received a letter dated November 4th, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the addendum as to form. And this is binding between Steve Easton, doing business as Highway Safety Solutions, in Taney County.
Is this this is an addendum to the agreement? When's the actual agreement up?
May.
May. of 23?
23.
In the original agreement, did it allow for this much of an increase?
It was 3 to 5%, wasn't it?
What I was told.
I don't think that he had went up over last year, did he?
He made up for it this time.
Yeah.
75.5% on one item, 71% on another, and 73.68.
I understand this was the only bidder when we went out.
He is our only vendor that bids on it. We don't use them very often. We did use them on a couple bridges lately, but as far as any length of guardrail, we haven't used them quite some time.
Am I correct in that you would have no other place to get them?
No. That would, we would just have to piggyback off of Greene County, which Greene County uses them.
And what pricing do you know? Have they increased theirs
same.
Recently?
Yeah.
Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for guardrails by and between Taney County and Steve Easton, DBA Highway Safety Solutions.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for pole barn materials number 202210-512.
Actually received three bids on this. We only had one that was a qualified response. One was late, and the other one did not adhere to the bidding requirements. Herman Lumber, which was the qualified response, came in at $32,221.15. Their delivery time is 7 days on metal and 4 to 6 weeks on trusses.
Any questions?
I don't have any.
I don't.
Move to approve bid number 20210-512 to Herman Lumber and Taney County.
Can you restate the bid number?
Bid number 202210-512.
And you're awarding it?
And awarded to Herman Lumber.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Second. Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Move on down the agenda and continue the monthly budget report and presentation of the 2023 preliminary budget. And we'll move on down to discussion of building repairs.
Mike.
Oh, wait a minute. What did I miss? Marriage and dissolution fees, domestic violence shelter fund.
Melanie's not in here. Do you guys have any questions?
I think it'd be Melanie.
I said Melanie's not in here, but do we have any questions? Or do you?
No.
No, I'm familiar with this.
Do we want to state what it is?
It's a marriage dissolution fees as per revised Missouri Statute 455.200. The statute states the county is required to notify the shelter whom the county chooses to award the revenues to for the year of 2022. The recipient must be notified by November 15th. The check will go through accounts payables in January. And we are required to notify the recipient that they have been chosen and the estimated amount that they should receive in January.
So we had one application submitted, and this is typically who we give it to. So move to give the marriage and dissolution fees to the Crisis Center, a.k.a. the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We're going to move on down the agenda to discussion of building repairs with Great River Engineering.
My name is Garen McElroy. I'm with Great River Engineering. I am project manager on several of your roadway projects, but my family happens to own a window and door manufacturing business in City Springfield, so they have asked me to come help guide a conversation to write a set of bid specs for replacements of the windows on the building here. I had talked to my family through the process and asked for a recommendation of somebody that would be a good resource to help write the set of bid specs. They suggested Jason Young with Young's Glass, so he has graciously came here to help guide the conversation and help us take some notes and get a bid package together for you guys to replace the windows on the building here. So, Zeke, you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Ezekiel Peterson. I also work with Great River Engineering.
So he's kind of leading the charge to put your bid specs together for this project. And then, John?
Yeah, I'm John Cahill, and I'm helping with some of the other bridge projects, and I came today just to give you an update on some of them.
So Zeke has quite a few questions we'd like to ask on types and things, and hopefully Jason can help guide the conversation a little bit such that we can put a bid out that all the contractors can, you know that they're bidding the same thing. That way you have representative bids when they come in. So, Zeke, do you want to come up here and kind of run through your list of questions, and then, Jason, we may call on you to... This may be a little bit of a discussion. There's some questions that we might need you all to answer because it's not just as simple as just taking a window out and putting it back in, I don't think. So, Zeke, you want to run through your list of questions here, and then, again, we call on you if we have any questions. So.
Yes, so we've noticed that there are several different styles of windows currently in the building. Is there a... Do you want to completely replace those with a similar window, or are you okay with replacing them with a different style of window, such as like a single hung window?
We had discussed.
What? Do you mind coming up?
Jason Young.
You guys look all official because now you left your tape measure over there.
I have mine.
But he's got his on his hip.
Please note.
I'll let the record reflect.
So I think the first question we have is they don't need to be operable. I don't think. I mean, we need to talk about egress issues and that, but that's another situation. But does... We talked about that kind of initially when we started looking at this building. Do they need to operate?
Right now, there are some offices that do open them due to heating situations.
Yeah. So, some, I would think, maybe. Well, you could stationary a bunch of them and then...
So we open some, you say, for heating because it's... Because it's hot and they want the cool air.
Some, I have seen.
If we replace the windows, would that not help with?
Yes. See, that's the next issue. What you have in there is terrible.
We like to say not as energy efficient as possible.
Sorry, they're not very energy. They have no R factor at all.
I will say that some of them will not open already due to different over the years different things have been done.
Yeah.
And. I was in an office one that did not open.
Oh, were you? So I just think that needs, if I were going to open discussion on something, that needs to be talked about. I mean, do you